A better outcome. Psychologists believe that there is a chain of events that occurs for us in multiple ways every day as follows. There is a saying that every feeling is preceded by a thought, and that everything within the human way of operating starts with a thought. Descartes, the famous philosopher himself, said, "I think, therefore I am." Thinking and thoughts form a fundamental part of being human. Typically, those thoughts then lead on to creating a feeling or an emotion. And sometimes we are actually only aware of the feeling or the emotion and hadn't realized that there was a very, very quick thought that had preceded and triggered it. Feelings are usually what we then act upon. We take action and behave in a particular way based on how we feel about something. Those actions, of course, lead to an outcome and a result, a good one or a bad one. And then the process cycles back round because that outcome swings back round and loops into yet another thought. So there is a saying around this process as follows. Take care of your thoughts, for they create your feelings. Take care of your feelings, for they drive your actions. Take care of your actions, for they shape your character. And take care of your character, for it defines your destiny. Quite powerful words, and useful therefore for us to consider our own process and cycle that we go through. Are we creating a virtuous or a vicious thought cycle? Here is an exercise that you can do for yourself and or with others as a team. And it's called a personal charter. Here are some questions for you to consider and jot down your thoughts. Where are you on the change curve? Where is your team or where are you as a group on the change curve? What outcome or experience do you want to have? What are the actions that will lead to that outcome? And what are the feelings that would drive those types of actions? And finally, what are the thoughts, therefore, that will create those feelings? With this type of personal charter and this type of an approach, we focus on the outcome that we want to have. And then we step backwards so that we can identify what type of thinking is going to get us there. The shadow of the leader. In the previous chapters, we have looked at some various elements of change and the change process. Finally, let's now consider how this relates to us as a leader of change, whether we are leading ourselves or others. And the key thing is here, is even if we are leading others, how we lead ourselves is critically important. The shadow of the leader is an idea that thinks about if you are in a room which is dark and suddenly someone opens the door and light shines through that door onto you, your body will cast a shadow across the floor. As the light is shone on you, you cast a shadow across the floor and onto other people. So when you are in a position of leadership and you're going through change, how is the light that is being cast on you casting a shadow? And what type of shadow would you like to cast across others in order to lead them effectively? This concludes the podcast on leading through change. I hope you have found this useful, and thank you very much for listening.